Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Today we're talking about laughter. That's audio from a laughter yoga workout session on YouTube. Disciples of laughter yoga believe laughing provides physiological and psychological benefits. My guest today is a cardiologist, and he wholeheartedly agrees. Dr. Michael Miller directs the Center for Preventive Cardiology at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. He also wrote the book Heal Your Heart, the Positive Emotions Prescription to Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. And Dr. Miller is with me in the studio. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Miller, you write that, quote, laughter is as effective at lowering blood pressure as a daily blood pressure medication, close quote. Really?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
But
laughter does cause your blood vessels to dilate or open up. And that has been shown in several studies now to reduce blood pressure, the top number somewhere about 5 to 10 points, the bottom number up to 5 points, which is equivalent to taking a blood pressure medication. We did a study a number of years ago at the University of Maryland School of Medicine where we took volunteers and had them watch a clip of one of several movies. And those movies were designed to evoke laughter, but it was just not laughter in the sense of going ha ha. We wanted to stimulate what we call physiologic laughter. Physiologic laughter means that you have tears in your eyes. So it's laughter that makes you cry.
When you say, I laughed so hard, I cried.
Exactly. By doing so, we were able to show that the blood vessels actually dilated or expanded during the period of laughter that was ongoing for about 5 to 15 minutes.
The benefit lasts that long?
Well, the benefit could actually last up to 24 hours.
Oh.
That was shown by another group. But we found that laughing for about 5 to 15 minutes, after which period we measured the blood vessel to show expansion, is pretty remarkable.
I'm trying to picture participants in this study who at one moment are watching movies and at another moment or having the diameter of their blood vessels measured. I mean, how do you do this physically?
Well, Sheila, actually, it's pretty easy and it's standard. And what you do is you put a blood pressure cuff up on the arm and you basically cause the vessel to constrict. And then you release that blood pressure cuff. And with an ultrasound transducer, you simply put the probe over the artery in the crease of your arm and you measure the size of the blood vessel using ultrasound. We then have our volunteer watch clips of a movie. I like the Farrelly brothers, so there's Something About Mary, for example. Shallow Hal was another example of a movie where we took a clip. And we also had friends of that volunteer help to stimulate laughter because we know we laugh more readily and more heartily when we're with somebody who we enjoy being around. So they watch the clip for about 5 to 15 minutes. And then after that period of time, we do the same procedure. And that's where we see the change in the blood vessel.
So how much laughter equals a dose of medication?
In this particular study and others that have been reproduced in a similar manner, we're looking at about 5 to 15 minutes of good laughter. But in my opinion, I think laughter that either brings tears to your eyes or consequently, after the laughter episode is finished, you feel relaxed. You're pain-free, and you've just had an extremely good experience.
Why did you start studying this aspect of cardiology?
Well, I mean, it's interesting in the sense that most of cardiology is based on things that are involved in either promoting stress or promoting heart disease. So we want to take the opposite approach and try to find things that may have the opposite effect. Now, what I didn't tell you is we've known from other studies, and we also reproduced it in our same volunteers, that if they watched a movie that promoted stress, their blood vessels would clamp down. So we showed them the opening segment of Saving Private Ryan, and we got that response. Virtually all of our volunteers on one day watched the movie that to cause stress, vessels clamped down. On another day, showed them segments of a movie to cause them to laugh. Vessels had the opposite effect, dilated.
So you talked about what happens in blood vessels. What happens in our hearts when we laugh?
You have to separate what's happening during the actual phase itself as opposed to what happens afterwards, because during the act itself, we're probably going to have our heart rate go up a little bit because we're attuned to this kind of focused response. But after that, when you're more relaxed, then your vessels will dilate, which is what we saw here. So physiologically, we think the effect is short term. But if it's done on a regular basis, we know that it could last up to 24 hours. So we incorporate that. I recommend that, and I've written prescriptions for laughter to achieve this effect. If you can do it at least daily, but perhaps more like 2 to 3 times a week would be very reasonable, like you would do to exercise.
Yeah, okay. You can write me a prescription to do exercise, and assuming that I have the will to follow it, I can put on running gear and good shoes and go out and run or walk, or I can take one step after another. Laughter seems much less predictable. It's a gift that just strikes you. You just, something strikes you as funny and you go off into gales of laughter. How do you make yourself do that to follow a prescription?
Well, the way to do that is to, number one, know what makes you laugh. So obviously easily attainable are watching a TV show that makes you laugh, or getting together with people that you enjoy being around that make you laugh.
Well, don't all these factors work in concert? I mean, if you're exercising regularly and sleeping well, your mental health is probably better anyway, right?
Oh, absolutely. But this adds kind of an additional factor. We know that under the best of circumstances, so if you don't have high blood pressure, you don't have diabetes, your cholesterol is normal, and you don't smoke, we still know that your risk for heart disease is still increased if you're under a lot of stress and or cannot manage stress properly. So at the very least, where I think laughter comes into play is that it not only reduces or opposes stress, but it actually has, on top of that, an active feature that may promote health.
What are the major risk factors for heart disease?
The four main factors that account for about 80% would include cigarette smoking, high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol. Although ineffective or improper stress management can cause up to 30% of heart attacks in this country.
So are you basically saying the mechanism by which laughter ameliorates the situation is in lessening stress, correct?
Twofold, yeah. Lessening stress is one feature, and a lot of things can lessen stress. Meditation, for example. But I think there's an active feature on top of that. So what appears to happen from the physiologic standpoint, so you laugh, you tear up. Well, what happens internally is that there are chemicals released from the brain known as endorphins. And these endorphins appear to actually cause the lining of our blood vessel. There is a chemical in the lining of our blood vessels that is activated, that's nitric oxide. The crosstalk between the brain and the heart, the release of endorphins that talks to the heart to release nitric oxide, has a whole host of beneficial effects. It not only causes the blood vessel to dilate, but it also reduces cholesterol uptake. It also reduces our blood platelets from clotting together, and it reduces inflammation.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Dr. Michael Miller. He directs the Center for Preventive Cardiology at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. He studies how emotions affect our hearts. You write, quote, "You can't sit on your duff eating sugary foods all day and expect to reverse heart disease by going to your happy place," end quote. So what are the relative benefits of laughter compared to eating healthy and exercising?
So the idea for good health is to really package into 3 different categories. One is nutrition. Second is related to exercise or activity and just getting up. So I tell my patients, if you're working at a desk job, just get up every 10 to 15 minutes and stretch or fidget. There are lots of little things you can do without running marathons. And the third thing is to be able to manage stress. And that's where laughter comes in. It's just one of a number of activities, if you will, that you can do on a regular basis to optimize benefit for your heart.
You have devised what you call the positive emotions prescription for a healthy heart. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the positive emotions prescription is really designed to take the best of these three groups. So with respect to nutrition, we know that there are foods that can reduce inflammation, reduce cholesterol, reduce blood pressure, reduce blood sugars, and have a benefit on mood. And so the idea is, in the book, we look at the top 50 foods that in effect can not only have benefits on your heart physically, but also improve your mood emotionally. So that represents one important category to optimize your heart health. The second is physical activity. And again, just want to point out that running marathons is something you don't need to do. The simple thing is walking is probably the best activity, but it's whatever you really enjoy doing. We also recommend light weights, muscle toning, which also on top of regular aerobic activity can add additional benefit to your heart. And then the third is emotions and stress management. Not taking ourselves too seriously, I think, is really important. And then just being able to enjoy ourselves on a regular basis, smell the flowers, listen to music that you enjoy. And we've studied this as well, and demonstrating that could also have effects with the so-called release of these good neuro or brain chemicals to improve our heart or vascular health. And the one thing that these positive emotions can do is that it could slow the aging of our blood vessels. This is really important because as we get older, traditionally in our society, our blood vessels tend to age, and when they age, they stiffen. And when they stiffen, one feature, of course, is high blood pressure, but other features is the release of buildup of plaque that can cause hardening of the arteries both in our heart as well as in our brain. A study in Europe showed that laughter can reduce stiffness in our blood vessels. So again, promoting this whole concept that positive emotions not only may negate our daily stressors, but also have in of themselves unique characteristics to improve our health.
You devote in your book a whole chapter to music. Does it have essentially the same impact as laughter?
So I mentioned that laughter releases endorphins from part of our brain. In music, you're releasing from two different regions of the brain dopamine. And so it's a different chemical. It has different effects, but they ultimately appear to complement each other by reducing inflammation and also having effects on blood pressure and so forth. The trick about music is that you really want to listen to music that you enjoy. And like I said, you bring tears to your eyes with laughter. The physiologic effect of music is having what we call the Frisson effect, F-R-I-S-S-O-N. What that is feeling chills down your spine. Music does two things. It's the anticipatory effect. So let's say you haven't heard a song in a period of time. Now you know, you hear the first few beats of that song and say, I know that song. It can give you that effect. And then, of course, the song itself, if you enjoy it, whether it's the first time or multiple times, that can give you that same effect. So what we recommend is listen to something that really conjures up feelings that you may have had in childhood or early adulthood and get that rush. That's really good for you.
If you could give only one piece of advice to listeners for preventing cardiovascular disease, what would it be?
Probably the biggest piece of advice is to just enjoy yourself. Life is really short, and find things that are meaningful for you on a regular basis. So socialize, pick one or two friends that you really enjoy being with. Have a relationship with somebody who you could laugh with, and eat moderately. We say if you're good for 6 days of the week, enjoy yourself on day seven. So you really need to find things that are meaningful and bring joy to you.
The premise of laughter yoga seems to me to be that even forced laughter is beneficial. Is that true?
Yeah. So Dr. Madan Kateri, who founded laughter yoga, his mantra is fake it until you make it. And so I had the opportunity to come to one of his classes a number of years ago in Miami. And it's kind of awkward when you're first starting to watch people engage, because the idea is to make funny faces and walk around the room. But what I learned is that as you're continuing to do it and you start to feel more comfortable and more natural and not as stiff, you open up. And once you open up, your vulnerabilities, you know, change a bit, and it makes it easier to laugh. Even though I didn't particularly experience that first day, other people did.
So you can kind of train yourself to it.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate you talking to us. This
My
has been
pleasure.
Fun.
Thank you, Sheila.
Dr. Michael Miller is director of the Center for Preventive Cardiology at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. He's also the author of Heal Your Heart, the Positive Emotions Prescription to Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Time for a quick break. When we come back, a Stoop story.
Ha ha ha!